We continue our learning Le'ilei Nishmas, Davim ben Menachem, Rishon Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Yevamos Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. Mishnah begins by saying Ketzad. Ketzad usually means how is this to be understood, which would be referring to the previous Mishnah, but the Gemara explains that this Ketzad is not going on the previous Mishnah at all. It's not coming to explain the Machlokes, Rabban Gamliel, and the Chachamim about Ein Get Achar Get, or Yesh Get Achar Get, or Ein Mamar Achar Mamar, like Rabban Gamliel says, or Yesh Mamar Achar Mamar. This is not at all going to explain that, but rather it's really serving as an introduction to the Perek. And some of this we know already because we gave an introduction to the Perek. So the Mishnah says like this, Ketzad. Also, Ma'amar Bivimto, the Yavam does Ma'amar with his Yavama. So he's Mekadesh or with Kesef or with Shtar, or with a Shtar. And then, V'nasan Loget. And then he gave her a get afterwards. So first he did Ma'amar. Now what he normally should be doing with his Yavama is he should be giving her Ma'amar and then giving her Yibum and then living with her, then having Bia. But he didn't do that. He gave her a mamar. He began. He did the partial marriage, but decides, you know what? I'm not going to live with her. But now chalitza is what's normally done, and he gives her a get. So the Mishnah here says tzicha hemenu chalitza. She still needs chalitza, so the get may get rid of the mamar. That's fine. But chalitza is still needed because there's still a zikas yibum in order to release the zika of yibum. To be miyabim her, though, he can't do because he gave her a get. Now, in other words, obviously it sounds like he gave her a get. He didn't want to be miyabim her. But he changes his mind. He can't because now once he gave her a get, so we treat that lechumra as if there's divorce. And then, he already gave her a get, so then he's not permitted to perform the mitzvah of yibum. That, if you recall, is based on Kevan Shelo Bana Shivlo Yivne, right? Ashelo Yivne is based on Chiv. Once he chose not to marry her and he gives her a get, we treat that L'chumra, that would be like giving Chalitza and then expecting to be performing the mitzvah of Yibum. Kevan Shelo Bana Shuv Lo Yivne. So Chalitza is necessary. So again, the case is where the Yavam did Mamar and then gave her a get. So he needs to give her chalitza to remove the zikas hayibum. He can't perform yibum because he gave her a get. Once lo banal, shuv lo yivne. And then the Mishnah says, asa mamar vachalitza. So let's say he did mamar and not give her a get, but he did mamar and did chalitza. So then sricha hemenu get. So what do you need then? So chalitza removes the zikas yibum. But you did mamar, he did the kiddushin, he did the partial marriage, which initiates the yibum, which is the preliminary to the yibum. So for that, you need a get in order to release the kiddushe mamar that he did. The chalitza is not going to release the mamar, or chalitza releases the zikas hayibum. A get is needed to release the mamar. Also, mamar ubal, if he performed mamar, the kiddushin for kiddushin derabbanan for yibum, and then he had bia, harezo kemitzvasa. That's precisely what the Torah wants you to do, as the pasuk says, yivama yavawaleh. And he doesn't mean, according to the, as we know, midoraisa, he doesn't have to give kiddushin, but that's only midorabanan. Then that was mamar, and he did it in the proper order, mamar, and then bia. Perek hey, Mishnah Gimel. Nasan get, v'asa mamar. So here, you have the opposite order. Previous Mishnah we spoke about, where he gave mamar, and then gave her a get, so then she needs chalitza. Here, he gives her a get, and then he does mamar. So says the Mishnah, tzricha get. She needs a get from him in order to release her from the kiddushe mamar. And not only that, vachalitza. You need chalitza in order to release the zikas hayibum. He can't perform yibum after the mamar. Why not? Well, because he gave her a get already. And by giving a get, so that's kevan shelo banashu lo yivne. Once he gives her a get, we treat that l'chumra as if like he did like chalitza or something. And therefore, he can't marry the relatives and all the other halachos that apply. But here too, he cannot perform yibum because he didn't perform it the first time. He gave a get instead. Nasan get uba'al. Let's say he gave his yavama. The yavam gave the yavama a get. And then he had bia with her. So at the moment he gave her a get, she became pasul from for Yibum and became aser to him because he gave a get. So once again, once he wasn't bona, shuv lo yivne. And now he's living with her. So the bia after the get is a bia psuli. Nonetheless, we assume that that bia has a status like a ma'amar, and therefore tricha get v'chalitza. Get you need because of the bia. This is almost like the bia, which is usher, but at least, at the very least, it should have some status of marriage. It's not kedusha kesef, kedusha shtar, maybe it's kedusha bia, but it's nonetheless, it's something, and therefore you need to get because of the bia. And of course, you need chalitza because there was a zika, there was a connection. So once again, this is a case where he gave her a get, and then had bia with her. He wasn't supposed to have bia with her, but we look at that as if it was mamar, so you need a get for that. For that mamar, even though he already gave her a get, and you still need chalitza for the yibum, because giving the get, that first get that he gave, did not release her from the yibum, a bond that they have. Nasan get v'chalatz. What about the case where he gave her a get, he gave his yivam a get, and then did chalitza afterwards? So ein achar chalitza klum. So there's nothing needed after chalitza, she becomes completely pater. In fact, we should know this already in the previous Mishnah. If you gave a get, well, whatever that affects, we know after that you need to do chalitza. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is coming to teach us that if, let's say, after this, he was mekadesh her with mam or with bia, she would not need a get. Why? Because our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva's opinion that holds that kiddushin are not tofes by chai ve'lavin. And since she has the status of chai ve'lavin at this point, after performing a chalitza, and kiddushin, according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's just a negative commandment of Malkos, does not take effect even, so she wouldn't even need a get afterwards, because for living with them, if you did mamar or bia, let's say, you wouldn't need a get, because kiddushin wouldn't even be tofes. It would be a meaningless kiddushin, and therefore you wouldn't need a get afterwards. Chalatz v'asa mamar. Let's say the yavam did chalitza with his yavama, which is perfectly acceptable. Now she's free to marry. But then he does mamar. Then he gives her kesef kiddushin. Or nasan get ubal. Or let's say after the chalitza, he gave her a get, or he had beer with her after the chalitza. Or, another possibility, Baal, let's say he had beer with her as he did in the beginning, which is what normally he would do, v'asa mamar, but he only did the mamar after the beer. Or, nasan get v'chalatz, or he gave her a get, or he gave her chalitza after having a beer with her. Ein achar chalitza klum. Anything that he does after chalitza is meaningless. Now, once again, this is like Rabbi Akiva's opinion, who holds kiddushin are not tofes, don't take effect, whether it's chai ve'lavin, where the union is chai ve'lavin, is just a lav, and that's exactly the case here. Therefore, if he did mamar or had beer with her after chalitza, so that's nothing. It's meaningless, because after chalitza, they're usher, that's an us isser lav, for them to live together. So then, so you wouldn't need a get. It's meaningless afterwards. Same thing, ein achar bi'ila klum, meaning after having bia, there's also nothing. There's no zikas yibum that's left. And therefore, if you would have bia with her, and then gave her a get, so then she would be miscareshes bo. She would be considered divorced through that. So if you, in fact, there's a, you had real yibum and gave her a get afterwards, so that's real gerishim. Now, I don't need the Mishnah to tell me, the Gemara says, I don't need Mishnah to tell me that if he gave her a get after chalitza, that there's nothing after chalitza. Obviously, a get doesn't do anything after chalitza. But the Mishnah wanted to teach us the case of Baal v'nasan get. We had bia and gave her a get. And that we needed the Mishnah to tell me. He had bia and gave her a get. So then we need to know, ein achar bi'ilo klum, she's mizgareshes bo. And therefore they gave the case of chalitza too, where he gave a get. But we know giving a get after chalitza is meaningless. Then the Mishnah concludes, achas yavama, achas yivama, achas liyavam echad, va'achas shtei yivamos liyavam echad. Whether it's one yivama or two yivamos, coming from one brother, right? He was married to one person or multiple wives, and they fall to one yavam. So the same halacha, meaning whether it's one yavama or two yavamos from one brother, makes no difference. If they fall to one yavam, the halacha is the same. That the halacha is that there is a concept of a get that after the first person. Meaning, whether the case is where the classic case, you have one Yavama, and she falls to the brother, right? Let's say Leah falls to Shimon. Or it's two Yavamos. Let's say it's Leah and Chana, and they fall to Shimon. The halacha is the same, that after giving a get, or after giving a mamar, so then there's something to talk about. The yesh achar get rishon and achar mama rishon klum. There is something we have to deal with afterwards in terms of a chalitza that may be needed. But after bia or after chalitza, there is nothing, eino klum, there's nothing that needs to be done. And this is going to be elaborated upon more in the next Mishnayos.